Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! And here we are, getting deeper and deeper into February of 2023, as the world goes crazy around us. Yes, it is definitely going crazy around us. It's pretty obvious that we have elected a foreign agent as president of the United States, a man who gives absolutely no care about poor white people that live in Palestine, Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio. They've been denied federal aid. And just remember that when they're denying these people federal aid, they had no problem sending billions of dollars to another country to kill people and enrich the war machine. They had zero problem with that. None whatsoever. But here we are. Here we are, folks. Palestine, East Palestine, Ohio. How's voting for anybody Democrat been working for you? Been working good, huh? You better remember that next election, kids. Remember that in the next election. Remember that the next election. Remember that. They care more about sending billions to Ukraine to cover their war crimes than they do about you who live here and actually paid that money. So they took money out of your paycheck, and they won't give you any of it, but they will ship it over to Ukraine so it can be used to buy war equipment. Oh, and don't forget, they used billions of dollars to fund a Bitcoin company that contributed heavily in the upper $500 million range to Democrats. And where are my pink pussy hat wearing code reds? Where are you at? Where's your little pink pussy hats? Why aren't you standing outside of Joe Biden's office? See, he took the time to go to Ukraine. Oh, they're touting that as brave. It was a brave move. I bet he had to circle down through sniper fire like, oh, what's her face? You know, the black widow that is Hillary Clinton. You know, not saying she killed anybody, but boy, a lot of people around her seem to hate themselves so much that they kill themselves. That's got to make you wonder what kind of person Hillary is, doesn't it? You know, and we forgot about her server. We forgot about all the top secret documents that our enemies now have because that was a Democrat. Just like you're forgetting the war because it's a Democrat. You're forgetting the crisis in America. Remember all the absolute shit George Bush took about, wasn't it Bush and Katrina? I can't remember, but I know. Oh, he went to his Texas ranch. Blah, blah. And Joe Biden can't be found anywhere, and then he shows up in Ukraine while we have a natural disaster, and that environment that he so claims to love. I'm all about the environment, global warming. Oh, train putting tons of chemicals into the air. Who cares about that? You breathe that shit every day. Where in the hell are we living, people? Where are we living? Country are we in? Why? Why are you going to take this? There's no damn reason to send money to Ukraine. Well, we have a town with 5,000 people that are screwed. We don't care because it's not an SUV. Because you know how deadly those SUVs are. We got to have you having a battery-operated car where you got to dig gigantic holes in the earth to dig with diesel trucks because you ain't got an electric truck that'll handle it and run through all these factories, mostly run by coal because green energy won't handle it. People that had their lives ruined and the very department that's supposed to help them, emergency disaster, Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. But Joe has time. If he wants to be courageous, if Joe wants to be courageous, I'll tell you how Joe can be courageous. Get your motorcade, go to East Palestine, go right next to where this poison was dumped, pour you a big old glass of that water, and drink it right in front of the town. You want Joe? That'll show some bravery. You know that when he went into Ukraine, they put him in such a way, there was no way he was going to be hurt. That's why he's at the front line. Bullshit! Come on, folks! Use your eyes! Use your brains! Quit worshiping these idiots! They are your representatives. They are not your leaders. Quit using that word. He is not, president is not the leader of the United States. He's the top representative of we the people. How much longer? How much longer are you going to sit for this? Broke. He said it himself. Biden says, we don't have any more money. Just like he said, the pandemic is over. Why are you going to put up with this? Folks, don't sit there and tell me this doesn't affect you. Oh, it's going to affect you real good shortly. They're going to be the snooze has been going off and you guys have been waking up and going, oh, $5 trillion debt and hit the snooze and wake up. Oh, $15 trillion debt and hit the snooze again. Oh, $30 trillion debt and hit the snooze. And, oh, we're bankrupt? The dollar's worth nothing? We're going to have a digital currency? I've lost half of my savings. I've lost 3/4 of my savings. And nobody's going to give it back to me? You think when our economy crashes, Ukraine's going to do one damn thing for us? Are you that stupid? We're going to pay for their retirement. Why in the hell are we doing that? Folks, come on, man. What is it going to take for you to just go no? Ain't a ball amongst you. Because you're just going to sit there and let them steamroll you. That's what you're going to do. You're going to do nothing. I'm going to change my... It don't change. It matter if you change your vote. They steal elections. That's obvious to anybody with two sets of eyes. Two eyeballs. Two sets of eyes would make you weird. That'd be four eyeballs. Damn. No, seriously, folks. You work hard for your money. They don't do shit for it in Washington. Other than give it out like it's candy, because it's not their money. It's yours. They always get their pay raises. They always get their paycheck. They always get your health care. While you have to just suck it up, buttercup. That's just the way it is. You got money to fight a war in a country we ain't got no damn business being in. Oh, except for the fact that, you know, you got them to fire a prosecutor that was looking into your son's shady attachments to Burisma. And you did that on tape, and we have proof of it, yet you can do a crime, a quid pro quo, exactly what you impeached Trump for, and nobody will touch you because you're a damn Democrat. You can go to war, and nobody will touch you because you're a damn Democrat, and the pussy hats never show up because you're a damn Democrat. Because they don't care. They're too busy trying to teach kids who shouldn't even be thinking about sex, about anal sex. That's how deprived we've become in this country. Slippery slope, we're in it. We're knee-deep in this. The absolute disgust of how we teach our kids now. Folks, if I was in a park and I talked to your kids like your teacher does in school, I'd be in jail. Would you just change the names or something? See, that's how you make it legal. I'm not aborting a baby. I'm not killing a baby. I'm aborting a fetus. See, that's two different things. Killing a baby is much worse than aborting a fetus. Right? Because they're different. They're different. It's her choice. So if a mother decided to kill her baby, that'd be right. I mean, oh, that's wrong. No, she has to, it's got to be abort. Because see, then a mother can have a baby, then it's a baby, right? And so she can kill her baby because it's her choice, her body, her choice, right? Marijuana has not been harmful at any point in its history, but it took the government saying it's okay for you rubes to believe it. You people who attach your opinion to what the government thinks is right are the dumbest, most ignorant people in the history of the earth, because you absolutely do not remember history has shown time and time again the evils of government. Government, our founding fathers knew that government in itself is necessary. There needs to be some sort of referee. But that referee should never control every single inch of your life to the point where they can tell you to put a safety belt on for your safety and then kill you over that same safety belt. Don't believe me? Don't believe me? Go out there with your safety belt not on. Cop lights you up. Don't pull over. See what happens to you. No matter what your crime, if you do not obey, they will kill you. Every law in the United States is backed with the threat of death. Prove me wrong, because you can't. This is no longer a representative republic. Oh, they're all crying. Oh, enjoying your socialism. That's right. Because you little bitches, we are now a socialist country with socialist dick that absolutely ignore the Constitution, because we are no longer a representative republic, a little commie nation, because you little spineless bitches that allowed it to happen.
Oh, but Dan, we were just trying to save lives with the safety belt and helmet laws.
I don't give a shit what you're... The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And y'all are driving the bus and forcing me at the threat of death to go along with your stupid shit. Because that's what you're doing. Under the threat of death, every law in this country is enforced. Every single law. And when you let them write a law that says I have to wear a safety belt, you said you're okay with them killing me to make me do that. Well, you're right. We are very much a socialist country now. We are not a republic. All you ones are like, I hope you enjoy your socialism. You brought me into that, you little spineless bitch. You brought me into that.
Because you were scared. I was just trying to protect other people.
Those that give up their rights for safety deserve neither. And will get neither. Because safety is a place that does not exist. We should go through the books. Remember, any law that's over, let's just say, 40 pages.
Well, Jan, that doesn't give a...
Listen, the founding documents of this country are 44 pages long. And I think they've done a real good job. I think every bill should have a limit of 44 pages. And should be written in common plain English. No whereas and where to fors and all that bullshit you put in there so lawyers can argue at $200 an hour and the judge can make $600 an hour while your little minimum wage ass sits there and goes broke, because if you don't have one of these witch doctors with you to interpret the bullshit they wrote, you're hung out to dry. Oh yeah, it's stacked. It's stacked 100 against you people. It's stacked for the elite, you know, the smart ones, the brainiacs who ran us $31 trillion in a hole, $120 trillion, if you count all the promises these lying bitches made. Yeah, I'm angry. You should be too. Where the hell are you going to wake up? When are you going to set up and go, hey, you know, Dan's kind of got a point here. Don't wear your safety belt. Don't obey. If you don't obey and you don't wear your safety belt, they will kill you. Look, folks, there's video after video of people just simply running from a traffic stop. Well, that instant turns into contempt of cop. Oh, you didn't obey your master. I can kill you now to stop you. Doesn't matter how simple the crime. Doesn't matter what small the infraction is. It could be just not using your turn signal. But if you don't stop for your masters, they will kill you. They will shoot you down in the street. That is not the police I grew up with. This is not the country I grew up in. You're right. You're right. All you people want to say Americans are so... You're right. We are. Thanks for pointing out the obvious. And if you're upset because we are, then where the hell are you at voting time? Why do you vote for these Democrat leeches? The top 10 cities in this top 10 states in this country for money are all Republicans. And they're where all your little locust Democrats are. California and Seattle, you know, a place where they shit on the streets and live on the streets and they shoot needles up on the streets and they rob from you and there's so much robbery but no police will come because it's not a crime. It's just stuff. Why are you so upset that your stuff is being taken? You would kill somebody over your stuff? It's just stuff. It's just your hard work. It's just your family. Now quit this nonsense about stuff isn't worth fighting for. You come in my yard and you'll find out what my stuff is worth fighting for when you leave with a hole in you. You ain't going to take my stuff because it's my hard work that bought that stuff. So it's not just stuff. That's my labor. That's my sweat. That's my work. Don't let these people set the narratives. That's what they're doing. They're playing word stew with you. And especially Biden, because you can't understand a damn word that comes out of that dunce's mouth. And Kamala's just as ignorant.
And the reason that we have the buses are there because they're wonderful. Oh, did you know you could charge your phone on the bus? How fantastic is that? How do you elect people that stupid? It's because the people they represented are that stupid.
If you want a government that gives you everything, you are stupid because you have missed the part of history where they can take everything. So how long? How long? How long are you going to sit and let this happen? Huh? How long? When is enough going to be enough? When is it going to be time to stand up and just go, no? No. When are we going to just, folks, we need so much reform. We need so much reform. We most certainly do. We need to get back to our roots. Our roots.
You aren't saying it again.
Shut up. I'm talking about the roots where we had the rights. And the government didn't, because all you dumb rubes have sat here and given all this power to the government that doesn't care about you. They don't. They absolutely do not care about you. Like I said, go to the strip club. They care about you as much as the strippers care about you. This is sad, folks. This is sad. This is so sad what we are accepting. But we got billions to give to a war across the sea in a place that will end up being probably World War III, but we ain't got the bucks. We can't spend a billion here in a town that was practically wiped off the face of the earth because this poison that is there killing everything.
Oh, it's only killing a few birds, you know. Like when the pandemic started, we had one or two deaths, but they went all ape shit over that.
But birds falling out of the sky, a whole creek full of stuff. Oh, it's only 3,500 fish. It's only. I think every person who denied them aid should have to be forced to drive to that town, go swim in that creek, take a shower, and drink a glass of water, and then they can leave. But they got to come back the next day and do it again for a week. Let's say you got to go stay there for a week, and you got to take a shower every day, and you got to go hiking in that shit. You know why they won't do that? Because they know damn well them people need help. But guess what? They're just poor, white, working people. And so, who cares about them? They have it coming. It's their comeuppance. They got to pay for their discretions. He don't care about you. Joe told you. I don't work for you, because he doesn't. Call me now. He is your ruler. He rules by dictate. He signed over 100, so let it be done. That's not the United States. We didn't elect somebody to go in there and write 100 orders. Just do it this way. You're supposed to vote. You're supposed to represent us. You're supposed to ask us about our ideas. But create a state of emergency and get your goons out there with the guns who will just do their jobs, and they will put people in jail because they didn't obey your bullshit. Folks, you better wake up. You better wake up. The snooze alarm has been hit one too many times. The real patriots have to show up now. You better start showing up. You better come to the table where you still got a seat. Wow, that 20 minutes went fast. Woo-hoo, boy. So I'm going to slip a couple commercials in here, and we'll be right back.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of perdition. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a roll line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a corner.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In the scene for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official.
ninjascroll.web.com. Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
And we're back. Yeah, I've got, of course, my internet is slow as molasses. We're going to get to the news, but I want to continue with what I'm talking about, folks. What they're trying to do is they're trying to make everything so complicated that you just give up. Apathy is one of the worst things to have. The whole idea that
it doesn't affect my world, so there's nothing I can do about it, so I'll just ignore it, is how we got where we're at.
They're trying to indoctrinate your kids in school. They have to destroy everything that made this country great.
Oh, look, there he goes. She's saying it again. He wants to go back to racism. Would you people shut up and sit down? I'm sick of you.
We need what made this country great. Families. Every community needs their family back. Because there's all kinds of statistics. See, we've been so busy men bashing for the last 20 years. Everything men do is wrong. They're hormones that make them masculine. That's toxic. Toxic masculinity. Well, until you need somebody to defend you, then you'll run to them like they're God. Women can choose not to kill their baby and keep it. Men have zero say-so in it. So if a woman wants to abandon her baby, she can just abandon it, and then the government will pick up the tab. But if a guy wants to abandon his baby, he has to go to prison because he didn't get that paycheck paid to that woman, you know, that strong, independent woman that don't need no man. I don't need no man. Well, except the money. I need that. We're finding it out, man. We're finding it out. They just finally got around to releasing that Marine report where they went out and put squadrons of men up against squadrons of women or whatever you want to call it. I don't know the proper term. But they put squads of all men up against the squads of integrated. And guess what? Guess what? Just like a guy with a dick who says he's a woman swimming against women, setting new records and wiping them all out. A man who was barely 400th amongst the men, but number one in the women, the all-male troops severely outperformed the mixed ones. Because, see, this is, again, another saying. Your chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And that's where the woman who they interviewed, she goes, it's just so difficult to keep up with the men because they're so much bigger and they take longer strides. Yeah, because we're not equal. But you're going to force your little bitch ass in there because you got something to prove. You got to prove that you can do what a man does. Well, yeah, you can train up and do what he does, but like you found out, everybody in the squadron, even the smallest ones, better than you. Why? Because men are born with more muscle mass. Men are born with more lung capacity. Men are born with broad shoulders to help us with our lifting. That's because men are men and women are women and men and women are equal in a squiggly line, is that we both do things that will complement the other person. But as in a physical one-to-one equal, this bullshit is going to do nothing but get people killed on a battlefield because Susie Q can't carry her pack as fast as the guy in front of her. And when making time is everything, you got to slow down for the weakest link. We are trying to destroy everything in this country. And you're letting them. You're letting them. You are absolutely letting them. Because you're afraid to stand up. You're afraid people may not like you. I don't give a shit. I'm perfectly fine alone. I don't need a person. I got my pup. That's about all I need. Seriously. I love entertaining people. I enjoy that. Matter of fact, had a great week out of town. I hope the show on Tuesday sounded good. I got the feeling after talking to some people that there may have been a whole lot of chopped up audio in there because of my cell connection. So if it was, I'm quite sorry. Hopefully it was not. We will find out. I'm going to go review that. I just got home and out. Certain places, the internet's not as accessible as other places. And that's just the way it is. And those people live without it because they don't base their life on that. We need to do something. We need to take the power back. You know, I used to listen to, Rage Against the Machine. I don't listen to their music the same now that they acted like little babies and they went out and took Uncle Sam's little prick because they were scared and then gave you a hard time because you wouldn't take it. Oh, there's a lot of people about to find out what the government does for you. This ain't nothing. 2 to 3 years is when that stuff really starts to rocking. So all the early people are starting to have it now. That's where, you know, you've got Bruce Willis. He's got Alzheimer's after he had facial recognition, and you got Celine Dion. She got the frozen body shit, and then you got Justin Bieber. He had the face stuff, and then you had Katy Perry at the concert having trouble with her eyes, and you got all these rare forms of cancer that are all raging stage four when they're found. You know, stuff that was normal. And when all the cancers started in East Palestine, Ohio. I got it. We need to get the people who are doing the Camp Lejeune water in touch with East Palestine right now. Why wait 20 years after the fact? Maybe we can get those ambulance chasers to go over there. Well, the government's not going to give them any compensation because we're broke and we spent too much money in Ukraine. We got hundreds of billions to send to Ukraine. We ain't got a billion to give you people in Palestine. You know the money you paid? You can't get that back. You were the dumb one. You trusted the government. This is what you get. This is what you get. Ask the Indians about trusting the government. Ask them. Huh? They made a whole lot of treaties. See, basically, Tucson is our treaty with the government. And basically, the government's doing with our Constitution exactly what they did with the treaty with the Indians. And you're watching it, and because you don't remember history, you're not doing anything. And pretty soon, they're going to stick your ass on a reservation and tell your ass to deal with it. Maybe they'll give you a casino, you know, make you feel better, make you feel like you've done something, make you feel like you could steal a little bit of your money back. We need reform of our government. And the way to start that, send every single person home, folks. Listen to me. And now I am pointing out Democrats and Republicans are different. I get that. But this is about sending a message. This is the message that we need to send. One election, the next election, re-elect nobody. No Republican, no Democrat, no president, no vice president. Re-elect not a single person. Do you realize the shockwave that would hit America if every single incumbent lost handily to the point where they can't hide it? Imagine every single person in Washington getting handed their papers for a change, getting handed their walking papers for a change. Folks, that's the clearest message you can send, is that one. Send every single person home, from the top to the, don't give me this, oh, but this person, I love Rand Paul, I do, but I mean everybody, including him, every single person, Mitch McConnell, every Republican, every Democrat, send every single one of them home. Just one election, folks, just one election. The shockwave that would ripple as new people came in and discovered the game that's being played on us. That's number one. Number two, require every single bill in Washington be no longer than 44 pages long. And if it doesn't cover everything, you write another bill and another bill, and they all should be individually voted on. That would stop this, these pork projects. That would stop these 1.7 trillion, 5,000 page bills that not a single person read. As they waste your money, as they waste your hard-earned cash, as they waste your labor, as they waste your time. No bill should be longer than 44 pages long and should be written in plain English that anybody can understand, because the game's fixed, kids. And while they've got you worrying about a black person and a white person, or whether it's a woman or a man or an it or a she or a they or whatever the hell they want to be called, they are wrapping you up in a nice little bundle. They're whittling you away because they can't handle this many people. And before you know it, they will have their people who just follow their orders round you up, put you in a closed Walmart, and kiss your ass goodbye. It's a conspiracy theory, Dan. Well, you write that down, and then when it happens, you call me and apologize, because everything I said about the Rona has been proved true. But ain't a one of you bitches come to me and said, you know what, Dan, you were right. You were right all along. We shouldn't have been mad at you. But you won't, because you were wrong, and you can't admit you were wrong. No, you trusted the government. And you should trust the government, because government's good. The government's never done anything bad, say, like give a bunch of people syphilis, you know, or spread radiation over cities, or threaten to bomb Miami to bring us into Cuba. Oh, no, not your wonderful government. Oh, or kept classified technology, alien technology, which they possess that could have changed the energy market. No, they would never do anything like that. They never lied to you for 40 years, imprison people, break up families over marijuana. No, they would never do that. They would never lie to you and put it on the same schedule as cocaine and tell you marijuana is just as dangerous as cocaine and heroin. They would never lie to you. They would never lie to you. They would never lie to you and tell you that we have the best air defense trillions of dollars can buy, yet it was penetrated by terrorists with box cutters controlled by a guy in a cave on a cell phone, and then it was penetrated by a fucking 29-cent balloon. They wouldn't lie to you. They wouldn't lie to you. Continue to be ignorant. Continue to believe. Continue to trust. And then the day when you can't trust no more and they lock you up, it'll be too late because you've already trusted all your rights away for safety, and now you have neither your rights nor your safety, and you are ruled by a gigantic bureaucracy that will rule you with fear and get the little children scared and get them screaming, I got to save the planet, I got to save the planet, and not show up whenever how many tons of toxic chemicals are free burned into the atmosphere. But you, driving your SUV, you are so evil. You're so evil. You're so evil. You're so mean. You're destroying the environment, not the million gallons of tetrahydrochloric they burned in the air. That's not doing it. It's you. It's you and your SUV and your farting cow. It's you. It's you and your SUV, your farting cow, and your swimming pool, and your air conditioning. And your hairspray. It's all that stuff. Well, unfortunately, it's break time again. Oh, man. Folks, we will be right back.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation. Virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10. And go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and the three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
That's right. There's no telling where it will end. And we have a Chinese operative in the White House, a man more concerned with selling oil reserves to the Chinese people, going over in Ukraine and stirring up a war while we pay for it. There you go. There you go, and there he is. I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you. A lot of people gave their lives so you could sit there and be apathetic on your ass. What's it going to take to motivate you? At what moment, I'm just curious, at what moment will you actually stand up? Because the digital currency is coming. They're going to take control of your money. It's the whole reason I don't do business with PayPal, because they even floated the idea of taking money based on my words. This is America. First Amendment, the number one, the most important thing, the right to speak your mind.
Oh, but that doesn't make you so you can just say anything without consequences.
Shut up. Yes, it does. The Supreme Court has ruled that you can't yell fire in a theater. They've ruled that. But I dare say that you do have that right. But Dan, you just want people to die. No, I want you to understand that when a person yells fire, and there is not fire, and people get hurt, that was because of their words. They still could be charged. But to say they can't do it? See, this is where it gets, everybody's like, well, it can't be, it needs to be an absolute. Because if nothing that we have learned over the COVID pandemic, air quotes, is that they will take your freedom of speech away and claim it as disinformation and shut you down and violate your rights, and use the FBI to coordinate with an American company that we allow to put into their terms and conditions something that violates your rights because it's in their terms and conditions, and you can read it and choose not to do it. Bullshit. If you're going to operate a company in this country and you're going to take advantage of our freedoms, then you had better give those exact same freedoms to the people you serve. So in other words, what you're telling me is if a country club wanted to exclude blacks, it was okay for them to exclude blacks because it's in their terms and conditions. And if you didn't want to go there, you didn't have to. You see the flaw in your logic? It is no different to deny a black man access to a country club than it is a desire, a conservative, of their right to speak. One's a First Amendment violation, and the other one's a violation of his rights that we all be treated equally. But see, I've had people argue this, but it's in their terms and conditions. I don't give a shit. It should be 100% illegal to write any document in this country that supersedes your right, the Constitution, the law of the land demands you have. But you're going to do it. They should not be allowed to do that. The internet they use, arguably, is a public forum and should be guided and ruled over by the law of the land that public forum operates in. So if you people want to be discriminatory, I guess you just got to write it in your terms and conditions, and then everybody can decide if they want to be there, right? Right? Because once it's in the terms and conditions, the rights you have don't mean shit. So the police should write in their terms and conditions that they can just beat your ass because you don't obey your master. But they can run around with their little abomination of the American flag all over in tattoos and little rings they wear and little Punisher symbols with the American flag with a bastardization blue line on it. Well, there's a need for cops, too. There's a need for cops that, like the ones I grew up with, not these bitches they got out there now that are so paranoid you get everybody's guilty until they prove them innocent. This is so upside down, it's not even funny. We have flipped the script. And it doesn't matter what the police do when your public officials just give everybody a pass and go, well, you ain't got to come up with money to get out of jail. Just don't kill people. We'll let you right back out on the street so you can do it again because we need chaos. Because then with chaos, we can declare an emergency. And we've already shown you what emergencies allow us to do. Any fucking thing we want. We will lock you in your home. We will send you home from your job. We will ruin your life. And you won't do a damn thing about it. Because it's for your safety. It's for your safety that we do these things. It's for your safety we bankrupted you. It's for your safety you lost your job. It's for your safety we forced you to take poison. It's for your safety we forced you to use an ineffective mask. It's for your safety we indoctrinate your kids. Do you get it? Am I making sense? Am I making sense to anybody out there? At what point will you see that safety is the worst thing to happen to this country ever?
Oh, Dan, but the workers' OSHA and all that, they were making kids.
We can stop that with litigation, folks. But see, the laws, your politicians, right? Why are you not concerned that the kids and the child labor and the slave labor that's digging your batteries for your electric cars? Why are you not concerned about that? Oh, that's in another country. That's right. And see, the laws are all being written by politicians who are on the biggest companies' payrolls. That's why six companies own all the food companies in the United States. The monopolies that destroyed this country in the 30s are now back and bigger and stronger and more powerful and more influential and more rooted in Washington than they ever were in the 30s. These new monopolies make Ma Bell look like an amateur. But see, Ma Bell wasn't up on the game, and they didn't pay all these representatives in Washington enough, and they got busted open. And look what happened to phone bills when Ma Bell lost their monopoly on the phone lines. Remember that? I used to have a $500 long-distance bill. Now my $100 bill covers all of my long distance. Why? Why? Competition. Competition. The original founding of this country is based on competition. On the right to provide a better product at a better price. But now you have these people who have locks on this country. And they can do whatever they want, as proven by the fact that they can write an unconstitutional contract with you to use their service. And you have to give up your rights to use their service, but they don't have to give up their rights to broadcast in a public forum because they control the big end of the stick. And they have bought and paid Washington, and they collude with the FBI, the DOJ, and FEMA, and what's Fauci's group? I can't remember right now. You just let this slip away. You're just giving it up. You're just sitting back and being a bystander going, it doesn't affect me. It ain't right now, but it will. And when it comes in your yard, you're going to have a lot more to do than just vote it away. One election, folks. One election. Just one. Nobody. Nobody vote for an incumbent. Nobody. Nobody. And if there is two new people running, vote for the Republican. Because the Democrats don't care about you. Have you seen Biden in East Palestine? No. Where's he at? Ukraine. Where's he in Ukraine? Because his son's got connections there. And they got labs there. Whether you want to believe it or not, oh, it's all conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory. They're speaking of conspiracy theory. It's funny because every conspiracy theory has come true. And all the facts, air quotes, that were spread by the government have all been now to be proven lies and misinformation. But not a single one of them has been retracted. No, they're still pushing this poison. They're still pushing this poison. And when the mass die-off start, and everybody goes, what is it? You guys are still doing it. Football players, teenagers, youngsters, athletes, people who are really healthy, not people with excess age, 80% obese, and two or more comorbidities dying. Now, these are perfectly healthy people. But when perfectly healthy people die, we're not to be concerned. But when people who are on death's door get pushed over it, then we should be scared. We're going to overwhelm the hospitals. The world's going to end. Run, you want to kill grandma. Folks, peel back the narrative. Look past the words. Open your eyes. It is time. It is time to open your eyes and look around you. But you won't. You'll fall in line, and you'll do as you're told, because that's for the best of all. All right. I've ranted enough here for the moment. That was fun. An hour rant. Don't get that very often. And here we go. Mag. President Trip took guts. Walks in war zone. All right, bitch. Go to East Palestine. Show me your brave. Show me brave. Go to East Palestine. Order some chickens. I order some local chickens. Order them fresh up. Fresh up local chickens. I mean, if they died on their own, I mean, still, they're kind of fresh. Order it with a big pitcher of water. Big pitcher of water. And then go take a shower after dinner. Take a shower and make sure you take some of that water in. And don't worry about the smell. It's okay. It's safe. The government said it was safe. Take you a shower and then spend the night. Spend a week. Take a vacation. You need some time off, Joe. You need some time off. You need to relax after your flight to Ukraine. So just go to Ohio. Take a 7-day vacation in East Palestine. I'm sure the people would appreciate your business. And while you're there, make sure you put on some water shoes and go take a walk in that creek and stir up them little rainbows so you can wonder at them and how lustrous they look and how beautiful and safe that water is as you step on dead worms and fish. Because that's all hearsay, so it's not real. It's all hearsay. They're just making that up, trying to get money. And then maybe take a dip. Take a dip while you're there. Maybe the weather will be warm enough so you can take a dip in that shiny water. Get you a little scoop of it. Taste it. You know, like you did as a kid. Corn pop. That would show bravery. That would show a shit ton of bravery. But you ain't brave. You're a cowardly weasel. You're a cowardly weasel. And here's the headline, and this is funny. Why are we sending money to Ukraine? Ask yourself that question. All right, let's take this logically. We're giving money to Ukraine to defend themselves. That's what the story is. We all know what the real is, but let's take them at their word. Let's just take them at their word that we're there to help. We care. We care so much for Ukraine. And we've given you $100 billion and tanks and airplanes and all this stuff to defend your country and repel the evil intruders. Because Russia is the evil intruders, and we must repel them. And then Zelensky says, Ukraine vows our tanks will take Red Square. Now, hold on just a second here. So Zelensky vows the tanks that are being paid for by money we gave them to defend themselves will not stop when they push the oppressors out of their border, but they will continue to on a military conquest to take Red Square. Are you for that? Are you for that? Because that's what you give. You're giving this bitch tanks. You're giving him money. You're giving him everything he needs to fight a war. But he's not going to stop at his border. He said, I will go into Red Square. So you're okay with that. You're okay with him invading Russia because you're sending him money. And Joe's okay with it. The man said, I'm not going to stop with push them out of my border. I'm going to go into their territory. Now, why are we going to get into this? Or we really want to support this? You want to get on this bus, all you people with Ukraine flags on your little status because you're so damn holy? What? How many pennies did you send to Ukraine? How many pennies? How many did you send? Oh, the government gave for me. Our tanks will take Red Square. Our tanks. It's their tanks now because we gave it to them. Our tanks will take Red Square. So we're upset because we were invaded and then told everybody to give us money to defend ourselves, and then we're going to use all that stuff that you gave us and not stop at our border. No, we're going to march into Russia. But you're okay with that, right? Tit for tat, right? 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 Well, then Ukraine becomes the invader. Are we going to have Russian flags on all your little things? Signed with Russia. Is that what we're going to do? Are we going to do that? Are we going to run so we can look like we know stuff and put it up? I stand with Putin. Seriously. That's how stupid you look. This is the insanity of the war machine. And you won't even wake up to that. Where again is Code Pink? Where are them little pink pussy hats that were all over the place? Where are they at? Where'd they go? Where'd they disappear to? Huh? Where'd they go? Where'd they disappear to? This is unreal, folks. Oh, they're all over Project Veritas and WikiLeaks and all that stuff because that's the truth. See, everything the government had hidden, these people pulled out into the open and gave it to you, and you're pissed because they pulled the secrets out of the government. Not that the government lied to you. Not that the government covered up everything. Not that the government knew about UFOs for years. Not that the government knew marijuana wasn't harmful after all those years. Not any of that. No, you're upset because they gave you the information after they stole it from the government, the information that should have been accessible to you, but wasn't. And you're upset with them. Wow, that's a special kind of dumb right there. You got to work hard to be that stupid. You really do. They've never question the validity of a single claim of these people. All they are upset with is that they got taken out into the public. That's all they're upset with. They never said, they've given you misinformation. No, they've never said that. They've always said they're upset because they stole documents that you weren't supposed to see. Documents that exposed your government for the weasels they are. But you're not upset that your government's weasels. You're upset that somebody actually had the balls to stand up and bring it out in public. That's what you're upset. That's just, I don't get it, folks. I just do not get it. We're going to jump in and be short on time and all that, things like that. We'll just get this last break out of the way, and then we'll have some time to finish the show. So here we go. A couple of commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com. MARTIE.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day, helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
All righty. Yeah, we've got 19 minutes to take a quick run through the news. Let's see here. Zelensky declares new evil axes. Kiev mayor issues dire nuke warning for everyone on the planet. I mean, the guy talking about invading Red Square is worried about a nuclear war? Get out of here. Get out of here. This is unreal. This is something, folks. This is a... And with all the stuff going on, Drudge makes sure a wooden object nearly 2,000 years old suggests Romans use sex toys. All right. I'm trying to imagine the wooden object. What? That'd be a bitch of a place to get a splinter. Oh, man. Oh, now this is funny. Now Tom Cruise, who famously made the Top Gun sequel, which was very much pro-America, which is very anti-lib in Hollywood. Now everybody's attacking him. Because, see, remember, Donald Trump used to have the number one rated TV show. Everybody loved him. He went to every holiday gala. He went to every function that the libs went to. He was endorsed by black people, and rappers sang they wanted to be like Donald Trump. The second he voiced an opinion opposite of what they want, they began their rabid, unhinged attack of him and have been doing so for 6-plus years with Russian collusion, fake, set by Democrats. Quid pro quo, fake, done by Democrats. He said he was going to suspend the Constitution, actually being done by the Democrats. Like I said, the new Democrat symbol should be the gaslight, because they do it the best. They make abuser boyfriends look like amateurs. Seriously, this is insane. And if you look at the news, while we're getting ready to go to World War III, ain't nobody talking about it. They're too busy trying to pokes at, like, Republicans and shit and talk about how brave. Oh, Biden and Kiev air raid Cyrus brave. Oh, he's such a man. He was probably like, wow, listen to the sirens. That sounds cool. I think I got a balloon. I need some ice cream. He's so brave. He's so brave. He's so brave. This is unreal, folks. I can't believe what I'm sitting here watching. I can't believe what I'm sitting here watching. I have a hard time comprehending how we got to this point. All right, let's see here. Let's see what we got going on. Let's go to Google or my browser news. Let's see what that's got. Here's the other one, okay? And, again, everything stems from the government, okay? They're setting this up. People, they've got to have people believing that a border is wrong. The same people that lock the doors on their house before they go anywhere. The same people that lock the doors on their car before they go anywhere. The same people that put their entire property inside a fence. They've got them going,
you're wrong for trying to keep people from coming into your country.
Well, then take your damn door locks off. Take the front door off your house. Take down your fence. And now they got these people who think they can just go in and squat and take over somebody's house. And you can't go in and do violence to defend your shit because it's only shit, right? It's only stuff. It's only your stuff. It's only your house. It's only your life work. Why would you be concerned with somebody taking that? You are certainly selfish, young man. Says the multimillionaire government. You squat in my house, I'm going to throw you the fuck out. I'm going to bring a gun, and we're going to dance, and you're going to get off my property. Doesn't matter that you squatted there for 30. That's my property. But see, that's what we got to do. Just like we've destroyed free speech, we must now destroy the idea that you can own something. Because as long as you have assets, the government can't rule you like they need to rule you, like they want to rule you, like absolute power corrupts absolutely. And what we've got right now is absolute power. Because they have quit being your representatives, and they even openly call themselves your leaders. Leaders, the smart ones, the people that will make your policy, because you rubes are too stupid to do things for yourself. The smart ones are here. The brainiacs, the college-educated, the PhDs, if you will. I know somebody with a PhD that's dumber than a box of rocks. And, of course, she is a principal in Williamsburg. And if you know my name, you have no problem finding that principal. Well, by the way, if you happen to be in the school district, she was on the cover of a Swingers magazine. But moral turpitude is obviously not in question anymore. So, here we are. Here we are in a country where everything is just upside down and people who work hard for their money cannot protect their items because they're just stuff and the money stolen from you is given to other countries while we have homeless veterans, while we have homeless kids, while we have homeless people. They're sending billions to fight a war overseas that will eventually turn into World War III, they hope, so they can kill the most of us, so they come back to ruling few, because they're people who will do as they are told, will outnumber the people who are sick and ruined. Oh, boy. Kroger workers who quit are getting texts and emails to come back. Let's see what that says. It said talent source. Oh, boy. It doesn't say why they quit. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, see, this is funny. They left their work for the Great Reset. It wasn't that all these companies told you, you either take this poison, you either take Uncle Sam's little prick, or you're going to have a Q-tip jammed up into your brain every week so we can inflict as much pain and humiliation and degradation as we can. So you've got to work here. You got to piss in this cup and take a Q-tip up your nose. That's what we've come to in America. And the funny thing is, all you little weasels who took the vaccine, you believed that was okay. You're about to get your comeuppance. You people who took that poison? Because, see, there was the funny thing is I remembered, well, I'm a comedian. And I was in all the comedy clubs, and all these comics were up there. You people didn't get the shot. We're going to have a real Darwin moment when all of you die from that 99% survivable virus. They were rather cocky about that. Well, it turns out the real idiots are the ones who trusted the government. And, yeah, we're about to have a Darwin moment, and it's going to be bigger than that 99% survivable rate of the Rona. Oh, it's going to be much bigger. It's going to be much bigger. And we're going to find out who the true Darwin Award winners are. And it ain't you mutants who listened to Uncle Sam and took his prick and covered your face. You know, the Weinstein is what I call it. You all been Weinsteined, you Charlie Browns. You've been Weinsteined. They made sure. Oh, my God. Kroger workers. All right, let's see what the next story is up here. Let's see where we go. And also this random drug testing. You perform so well because it says Metcalf selected for random drug test after winning NBA Celebrity All-Star Game, MVP. In America, you are guilty until proven innocent, and that's a fact. His performance was so good, he had to be cheating. So now you will give up your rights, and we will take a cup of your piss, and the quality of your piss will determine if you get to keep your job. How progressive. How progressive. Oh my, they won't stop. They won't stop. Listen to this. The fast-spreading new COVID subvariant XBB. They left off the AA. And be, is part of the new class of Omicron. For the past several months, Omicron variants BA4 and BA5 have dominated COVID. Ooh, but now there's a new COVID subvariant on the rise. One that's getting a lot of attention. It may be able to evade immunity. You better go get a shot that offers no immunity. It was not tested for immunity. It's in the early days. We have a lot to learn. In other words, we can't say shit anymore because we got so much egg on our face because when we spoke as experts and didn't know a damn thing and ruined the economy and ruined the world and ruined the supply chain and ruined everything, now we have a lot to learn. What is the XBB variant? It's spreading fast right now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Excuse me while I hyperventilate. The best ability to evade antibody projections. You mean like the flu? You mean like the people who get the flu one year and then get the flu the next year because the flu mutated to avoid your immunity, even though the immunity, all the shots, ours are 40% effective at best. Well, you can't even say that. You cannot prove, if they're not 100% effective, you can't prove they're 40% effective. Why? Because it triggers your immune system. So if they gave it to you and it triggered your immune system and you still got it, you probably would have got it, whether you got it naturally or with a vaccine. It just proves that there's a certain amount of people already have a weak immune system and nothing you can do for them will help them. Because a vaccine does nothing to stop a disease. It doesn't, really. It triggers your immune system to stop the disease. The vaccine given without any immune system does nothing. Now, the new gene modification therapy, it does a lot, whether you have an immune system or not. They don't even say what it is. They just, here's a symptom. Oh, boy. Listen to this. fever or chills, you know, just like the flu. Cough, you know, just like the flu. Shortness of breath or difficult breathing, just like asthma and having the flu. Fatigue, you know, just like having the flu. Muscle or body aches, you know, just like having the flu. Headache, you know, just like having the flu. New loss or taste of smell, you know, just like watching TV. You got to have no taste or sense of taste. Sore throat, you know, just like the flu. Congestion or runny nose, you know, just like the flu. Nausea or vomiting, you know, just like the flu. Diarrhea, you know, just like the flu. But see, the flu is so passe. We've had it around for 100 years. It's real hard to get people to be afraid of something that's been around for 100 years. But you have a new thing, and you give it variants, and everybody talks about how scared you should be. The only people still scared and trying to use this shit are the government. Most of America could give two shits about your paranoia. Except for that 30% who went out and got the booster, even as it's proven it's been killing people. When will the XBB subvariant peak? When you quit watching the news and listen to little scaredy cat bitches. That's when it will end. That's exactly when it will end. Let's see what this is. Oh, well. Anyhow, we're down to the last 3 minutes of the show, so it's time to start wrapping this puppy up. What I hope you've learned from today is this. The government does not give a squat about you. You had better learn that. You better know that. The government, its only purpose in life is to become bigger and take more from you. That is history. I'm talking history here. The government is a stripper who only cares about you depending on the amount of money you have. They'll tell you they love you, just like a stripper. But when your money's gone, like the people in East Palestine, they will give you the big kiss off because they absolutely do not care about you. They don't care that your water's not drinkable. They don't care that your farmland's poisoned. They don't care that you'll probably have cancer. No, they're too busy going over to Ukraine to drum up a war so the people who really give them money, the industrial military complex, has more money. It's all about the dollars, folks. Your parents were very right in the past when they told you, follow the money. That's one of the things I learned when I was young. Always follow the money. It will lead you to the reason for everything. Absolutely lead you to the root of all evil. But the question is, will you learn? Will you learn? Will you believe it? What will you do? What will you do? Because the time has come. The time has come. It is here. You had better stand up. You had better wake up. You had better say no. Emphatically, you had better stand your ground. And fear not, folks. This is not the end. There is another place, and you will go there. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. You will not control me. You will not own me. You will not crush me down. I will stand up. And like many fellow patriots out there, we can only be pushed so far. So, folks, our time has come to an end. And once again, I must be off. But always remember this. You're not alone. And if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell it. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.